Okay, we're continuing Shirashirim, Perek Dalid, Pasuk Beis, which is page Peites in the Rav Brevda edition. I don't know what it is in the blue edition. So, the Pasuk here says, Shinayich ke'eder haketzuvois, she'olu min harachza. Your teeth are like the eider, the flax, haketzuvois, that are set, she'olu min harachza, that have emerged from being washed, she'kuloi masimois, that they're all identical, v'shakula ein bohem, and there's nothing missing from them. So, we're going to just do the Gain here, not Rashi, because Rashi is kimat saying the same thing as the Gain, or I should say the other way around, the Gain saying same thing as Rashi. Rashi came before him, but we'll say it in the Gain, and Rashi will be in his bar as well. So Shinayich Keider Haktsuvay Sha'alu. Now, just to point out over here, we know that there's two Pirushim always in Shirashirim. We have Pirush Alf and Pirush Beis. So what happens to be, like I told you in the Rav Brevda edition of Perek Dalet, Rav Brevda was nifter before he could complete Perek Dalet. So number one is, he only did Pirush Aleph, except for the first pasuk we learned last week, he did Pirush Beis. Pirush Beis, I'm not sure why they did this, but they put it at the end of the Sefer, they put Pirush Beis and page Shin Lamed Dalet from pasuk Beis to the end, they just put Pirush Beis there without any Pirush from Rav Brevda on it, because he didn't write anything. Every once in a while in Pirush Aleph, in his Pirush, he says, Ayin Mashakasav, see what the Gain says in Pirush Beis. But normally he would be Mefarish it there, and he doesn't. So that's one thing that's different. And Bechlal, I'm finding that, you see, he wasn't done. He wasn't done with even Pirush Aleph. His explanations here, he wasn't finished. They printed just what he had done. It's not as encompassing as we've seen in the... You can see, of course, it's in here too. Perek Dalet. Yeah, it just doesn't have that as the Gainin. It just doesn't have Rav Brevda. It has other Pirushim on the bottom. So in Bechlal, you see, in even in what he wrote here, it's Bechlal not... not the Dover Shalem, like the other prakim we've learned so far. So just Derech Agav in that. So Shinayich Keider Haktzuvay Shalu. So there's two Mishalim here going on. Page Peites. Two Mishalim going on. You have the right one there, see? It's Perek Dalet? Perek Dalet, yeah?
Oh,
there you go. Perek Dalet Pasuk Beis. So there's two mishalim going on here in this pasuk. There's mashal of shinayich, your teeth, and we're saying a mashal of the teeth. At the same time, we're comparing teeth to eder, to the flock of sheep. So we'll get to what the nimshal is. So the first is shinayich, your teeth are ke'eder haketzuvos. So the Gain says ke'adorim haketzuvim. Sheyesh lohem kitzva, just like the cat, the sheep, the flocks of sheep have a kitzva, so they are katzuv. A kitzva usually means either some type of boundary or some type of minyan mesuyim. Rav Brevda says some type of number. It's a set amount. A kitzva is something set. You set it a finite, right? You have an amount, or you have in where the shear is. There's a gvul. So we're saying ke'eder hakitzuvos. They have a set amount. So what is the ksuvos? So Rashi over here says, the lashon of Rashi is, and Rav Brevda brings it down, he says, Rashi says, that the lashon of Rashi is, the first thing Rashi says is, they're dakais ulevanais usturais. Your teeth are dakais, they're thin, the levanas, they're white, and we'll see that's all part of the pasuk. Usidurais al sidura, and there's an order to them, just like there is a ketzev to a amount of sheep. He says kiseder eder harechelim habirurais. Rashi says it's not referring to any sheep. We're talking about the choice sheep. When you have a group, and you have a flock of Rechelim HaBeruros, the best sheep to give off the best wool, Mishar HaTzayin, Beketzev Uminyan, Nimsaris L'Roya Chacham. So when you take out those special sheep and you give them over to a shepherd who could take care of them, so he knows there's a certain amount. There's a number here. It's a specific amount of sheep. Why? Because he has to be extra careful with their tzemer, with their wool. Why? You make special chashav kelim out of the wool garments that come out of these fancy sheep. That's a special thing. So you have to be mishamer them. Rashi says you have to guard them. Number one, you want to make sure it remains clean, doesn't get ever dirty, because these are the best wool that's going to be used for the special kelim. So therefore, the way Rashi's explaining it here is that this kitzuvos, this set amount, is what defines that these sheep are the best. There's a certain amount to them. It's a ketzev uminyan. It's a certain amount. It's not all of them. It's not all the sheep in the flock. There's a gvul. It's a finite amount here that says that these are them. And therefore, as we'll see in the mashal, in the nimshal, what that's referring to. So that's ke'ejim ke'adorim haketzuvim. Your teeth are like the adorim haketzuvim. There's a set amount. Now, the lashon of the guy in the second pirush, he says, your shinayich are kivutzois. It's interesting, the Lashon over there, he says, is kivutzos instead of kitzuvos, but he says, b'moshavon, shekalecha milmata mechuvan keneged oisa shalamayla. He says, that means that the teeth are symmetrical, top and bottom. In other words, as we're saying, there's two mishalim here. As we'll see in the Gaon in the first pshat, is much more focused on the sheep. In the second pshat, he's much more focused on the teeth. So he says that just like the sheep have a set amount, over here he's saying the teeth also are mechuvan, shekol echon melmata, mechuvan keneged oisa shalamayla. So there's, again, something katsuv. There's something specific about what's going on here, that they're symmetrical. Ke'eder ha-ketzuva, the guy is saying in the second shot, just like you have also by sheep, the flocks are counted pair by pair. So teeth also are symmetrical pair by pair. So in the first shot, the guy is saying ketzuvim just means because these are the special ones. And the second shot, he's saying there's something symmetrical about it, zug by zug.
Almost like twins.
We're going to get to that, right. Good, good. So now, then it says, she'olu min harachza, that they emerge from being washed, levanim ma'ayitz, even though Rashi said before, you make sure you don't want to get them dirty at all, but still, it's inevitably going to get a bit of dirt on it, they're still animals, so when they get washed, then they're mamish as white as could be. So again, it works out with the teeth. The teeth, like Rashi said in the guy's second shot, teeth are also supposed to be white. The white teeth, right? The levanim ma'ayitz, that shows that they're still healthy teeth. Shekulam mas imois. So now, the guy says, Shekulam mas imois. So the guy in here says, Shekulam shavim vein echad godol mechaveray. That they're all equal, and there are none that are bigger than the other ones. So, Pashtus, the guy over here, in this, again, in the first shot, he's much more focused on the sheep themselves. He's focusing on the sheep. There's a set amount, they're being washed. They're kulam shavim ein echad gadol mechaveray. So this is a little hard to understand over here. By teeth, it makes sense. The teeth should be all the same. Now, l'chaira doesn't mean to mean that they're mamish exactly all the same, because every tooth is a little bit different than the other, and even l'chaira, the matching teeth are not exactly the same, tops and bottoms, I would assume. I'm not a dentist. To wait for my father to be here and chime in. But I'm sure I'll get he'll give me the critique afterwards. But, Baruch Hashem. So then, but he's saying, Ein echel gadol mechaveray. But over here, and we'll see how the guy explains in the second shot when he's more focused on the teeth. But over here by the sheep, it's even more hard to it's harder to understand. Sheep, what does it mean? Sheep are Ein echel gadol mechaveray? Like, what is one after? They're not all the same. All sheep are the same?
but sometimes you'll have ones that are misformed, or they can be bigger than.
Right.
It's not a good sign.
Right. So l'chayra, what he means here is shekula mas imois is more of a lashon. Rashi says a lashon shekulam tmimois. That means to say that it doesn't mean they're exactly the same, like you're saying. But bederech klal sheep are the same. If you have a sheep that one of the legs is the head is more gigantic than normal, so that's a mum. That's a mum in it. And there's a lashon of Rashi in the nimshal says a lashon she'ein behem mum, as we'll see what the nimshal is. But the lashon ein behem mum. So the same idea here is it comes to the sheep shekula masimais. And again, especially when we're talking about the best sheep, we took the best here. So the best is in all aspects of the best, not just in the wool. I would assume that the sheep that are the healthiest and most normal are the ones that are going to have the best, produce the best wool. If you can have a sheep that's a trefa, for example, or if it's missing a limb, there's something inherently not healthy about it. The production of the wool, I would assume, I'm not a sheep herder, I don't know, but I would assume that the whole thing is unhealthy. So that's what it means. Shekulam shavim veinecha galda mechaveri. In the lashon of In the second lashon, when the guy talks about the teeth, so he says, a lashon sha'alu. He says, I'm sorry, shekula mas imais. He writes, begam shavim begidulam achas laachas. Each one has its unique height. The teeth. The guy says here, when twins are born, then they're the same height. They look the same. Twin sheep are born, so it's not every sheep all the same size. It's matimois means when they're born as twins. So therefore he says, v'gam shavim b'gidulam achas la'achas, which means to say, now again, it means to say, again, I don't know if he's assuming the ones that are symmetrical, top and bottom, are also shavim bigidulam. Is that taka how it is? Tops and bottoms are the same size? I don't want to open their mouth. I don't know. But they match. They match. So that's the matimois. He says, v'gam heim shleimim. He also says matimois. Again, like we said, without a mum. Here he says, the guy throws in also. He seems he's playing on both lashinas. Tumim as twins, and tumim like Rashi says, ein behem mum, he says, shaloi nafal shum shein mehem, meaning to say that there's no teeth missing, that it's all shalim, it's complete, that there's nothing missing. So the guy in the second shat with the teeth is focusing on both shatim of the twins plus not having a mum. So in the first shot, he's talking about the sheep. Vishakula ein behem, pirish kulam shleimim, v'loi nafal echad mehem. Nothing has fallen. That means none of them have been lost. Shakulam shleimim. Shakula is a lashon shakul, means when a child, when an animal or a baby or something dies, it's called shkula. You find in Chumash we have a lashon also that. Did Yaakov say it by when he spoke when he's fighting with Lavan? What's the lashon over there? Lama eshkol. And what did Yaakov say when he was fighting? Is there Chumash? Yeah. Chumash. Chevelim. Shkaya.
The belly comes from Seichel. Like
no, it's with a shin. No, it's a shin. Zeshim shana noichim achri chilecha vizecha loy shikelu. Yaakov says loy shikelu. Rashi says loy shikelu loy hipilu iburim. They didn't miscarry, but it's not only miscarriage. It's also babies also that don't make it. So that's loshim v'shakula ein b'hem, that nothing is missing. Nothing has died. I'll lose both children. That's what she said. Lama eshkal to lashem shakul, losing the children. Over there they were adults, but she was using such a lashon of losing a child. Is that lashon? So here the guy, interesting, says, even though he writes v'gam heim shleimim shalei nafal shum shein mehem v'zeu shakula ein behem v'koya lo eider shalei nishkelu. So it's both also, the teeth also not losing any. It looks almost to me like the Shaloi Nafal, he's playing on both, on the Te'umim, like we said, and the Shakula Abraham. It's on both of them. So, and here he's saying it, Legabi the Eder. So we have a lot of Mishalim here, Negea to Shinaich. Your teeth are, number one, Kitsuvais. They're number two, she'olu min arachsa, shekula masimais, v'shakula ein bahem. So it's the mashal of the teeth with the mashal of the adarim of the sheep. So what are we talking about? The Inyan says the Goyin, Shishinayich heim hakiboyrim hahochim lamuchama. Shinayich are referring to the warriors of Klal Yisrael. The giboyrim, they go out to war. Shayu oichlim es hasoinei. What do? They consume the enemy. So they're called the teeth. Like it says in Daniel, when Daniel was talking about the chaloimais of the Melech Bavel, Daniel himself was chalom. Daniel was chalom four chayais, kineged the four malchiais, Bavel, Paras, and Yavon, and Edom. So it says on the fourth chaya, he dreamt sheshinea shel barzel. It had teeth of barzel, it had fingernails of nechayshes, and it would go and consume and grind everything up. And then anything that was left over, it would trample with its feet. And that was referring to the malchus that we're in, the megalus of Edom, that the remez, the malach told Daniel, the remez was that the malchus of Edom was going to be mishuna, ma'oid mechol ha-malchiyos, different than the other three. V'tachriv kol ha'aretz, it's going to destroy things. V'tadush ha'isah, v'tishchak ha'isahadek, grind things up. It's going to mamish destroy the world. And that was malchus Edom. So you see that when we're referring to troops consuming and destroying, then the chalom that Daniel had was shinayim. Its teeth were parzala. So that's what the guy is saying over here. Shinayich is referring to the gibarim of Klal Yisrael. They go out to war and they consume the enemy. So that's why they're called the teeth. Now, by the way, just mamash derech agav, I don't know if anyone noticed, but last week when we talked about Nevi'im, we quoted a pasuk that was in yesterday's Avtaira. V'atein l'chem es b'nei ha-Nevi'im, and also it's a lashon of Nevi'im and Nezirim in Amos. We said it last week. If I can find the pasuk here. It just jumped out at me. I said, well, it's V'akim ibneichem l'Nevi'im u'mecharechem l'Nezirim. We said in last week's shir Sunday morning, and that was yesterday's haftira. The pasuk, you know, jumped out at me. I said, well, how do I know this pasuk? I don't remember almost that well. You know what I mean? How do I know this pasuk? It was taka that I remember we said it. So, anyways, so here's another pasuk in Daniel. I don't know this haftira in Daniel. So I have to keep it in mind. So now we know it's the Melchama. So what are we talking about? So for Melchama, you need four things. Number one, the warriors have to be miyuchasim gedolim. They have to be very big miyuchasim. She'ischus avoisa misayatam. In order that the schus avois should help them in the war. Kimoi shekasev chazal. Chazal tell us, when we talk about, the Gemara in Kedushin tells us, in the Gabbai Yichus, of being able to marry a Kayin, so you have to be Baidik, see the Yichus. So the Gemara says over there, if you find out that they served in the Beis HaMikdash, so then you don't have to worry. Rebbe Chanina ben Antigna said, if you're Muchtav Bastratya Shel Melech, if you're in the Astratya Shel Melech, which the Gemara explains, Amar Rabbi Yehuda bar Shmuel, b'chayoloisov shel Beis David. Anyone who was in the army of Beis David, you know they were miyuchis. Therefore, if you find that whichever lady you're trying to marry, her grandfather, great-grandfather, whoever it was in chayoloisov shel Beis David, so you don't have to worry, she's zichra miyuchis. And the Gemara says, why? In order that their schus, as we'll see later about their schus, but over here, the point being, schus avoisam are be misayaya. So to go out to war, it's not enough that who the person is, he has to be a miyuchas in order that the schus avois should be me be misayaya. That's the Gemara saying here. So the first thing you need is yichus. So l'chaira, that's the mashal of kitzva, kitzuvim. Kitzuvim, we said, these were the choicest ones. They're ones you set apart from the others in order to, because they had the best. They were the Rechelim HaBeruros Mishar HaTzayin, like Rashi says. So those were the Miyuchasim Gedailim. That's what it means, the choice sheep. The Kitzuvais, those are the ones that we set aside because that's referring to these Gibarim who are Miyuchasim. So that's the first thing. V'habeis, says the Goyin, the second thing was Sha'alu min harachza. right? They were clean, they were white. Levanimayid, sheyinaki mechet. They have to be naki mechet. The people who go out to war are the biggest tzaddikim. V'im chatu yashuvu. Now this is an interesting thing. The guy says, and if they did an avera, let them do tshuva. Now we know there's a machlokes in the Gemara in Zaita. It says, "Mi ha'ish hayare v'rach ha'levav yelech v'yashuv lebeis." They announce whoever is yare v'rach ha'levav. So the Gemara.
Could the yashuvu mean yashuv
lebeis, not tshuva? No, that v'yashuv. Oh, this one you mean? L'chayra not. I don't know. It's interesting. I didn't even think about that. So let's see. Now l'chayra, this is so the Gemara, the Mishnah and Saita brings the machlokes, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yosi Aglila. Kiva says yare v'rach ha'levav means the guy is afraid of war. Finished. He's afraid. Kipshutai. He's afraid. We don't need people who are afraid. They ruin the morale of the troops. Go on home. Rabbi Yosi Aglila says no. Yare v'rach ha'levav zeo amisyori min averis shebiyodai. Means someone who's afraid of the averis that he has. What type of averis? So there's all types of machlaiksim in the Gemara. Or one of the Tanoim in the Mishnah says he was over on Amanulukayan Galda Grusha Khalutzukayan Hajjit. He was over on a Deraisa. Some say even a Derabbanan, right? We say if he talked between Tfilin and Litfilin, or he talked between Yishtabach and Baruchu. Those averis are a big averis that the person has to be chayzer from the Muhammad. Now, how do we paskin? So the Rambam actually paskins like Rabbi Akiva, who says kemashmoy. It means kemashmoy. It means that the person is... still recording? Okay. The person is... Pashut, he can't stand war. And that's it. That's how the Rambam paskins. But Lamaisa, the others...
They're scared that they're not going to...
What, the Yarev Rach Halevav, who can't handle the war? It might have to do with that. But the Gemara says the Pashim Shad is it just ruins morale. It ruins morale. It just ruins morale. People are afraid. So
you can have the biggest tzaddik in the world that thinks he's not...
That he's not
right
to be there. Okay, so that's a good thing. So we'll get to the interesting thing. That's a good point. So now that's how the Rambam paskins. But L'chaira, you see Beferish over here... that the Goyin is not learning like that. He's learning Rabbi Yosi Aglili Pashas. That means he's afraid of Averish Shebiyadai, which is the way the Meiri Paskins, the Chinuch Paskins, Targum Yonis and Menuziel translate the Pasuk that way. So we see there's a Machlaikis in how to Paskin, and the Goyin seems to be Paskining L'chaira that has to do with the Averis. It has to do with the Averis Shebiyadai. So now, L'chaira, what's going on over here? What's going on over here? The Goyin tells us that if he did an Avera, let him do Tshuva. Right, Yeshuva, let him do tshuva. If that's true, so then who's the guy who's going home? Who's the guy who's going home? The guy who knows he did an Avera, so says the guy, and let him do tshuva, and he could stay. The guy, let's say, doesn't know he did an Avera, so then he's not afraid of any Avera Shebiyodai, right? So he doesn't know about it. So who's the guy in Chumash that's afraid of Avera Shebiyodai and goes home? I would have thought the pshat is the guy he talked between tefillin and tefillin. So finish. So he goes home, whether he did tshuva or not. He's not perfect. But then if you think about it, it almost doesn't make any sense. Then there's nobody left. There's no person in the world. So everybody does some avera and did tshuva, right? So then who's the guy who goes home? He's the guy who chayte, let him do tshuva right now and he could stay. So who are we talking about? So that's I never thought about that kasha, but the chayra comes up now. So it's interesting. There's an Arachayim Hakadosh over there who says that we're not talking about the Arachayim Hakadosh brings a pasuk and says a pasuk in Yeshaya that says Kol mi sheyesh biyadi it says pachdu b'tzion chataim Kol mi sheyesh biyadi averos liba yored v'chared me'atzmai. So Chaim HaKadosh says, it means to say, even a person who doesn't know that he has any averis, papachad nichnas bilvavei b'mechama toidiyeyu ki yesh biyadei averis. He's going out to war. He knows you have to have schusim when you go to war. He knows he did averis before, and he's done tshuva before. Okay, so at this moment, he can't think of anything. But he's afraid that if he's going to go out to war, all of a sudden, some averis of his are going to be nizgala, because Hashem knows, and he's not going to have the schusim. So he's pashut afraid of averis that he doesn't know about. That's what he's afraid about. That's the yari v'rach haleva. So
it's hard to say that someone doesn't know that he has a veris.
At all.
The ones that he doesn't know about, he's...
he doesn't know. He doesn't know.
He's a
shaygig. Okay, but still a shaygig is a shaygig, still is an avera. When you need to have this chusim, a shaygig is also an avera. Right? You bring a carbon for a shaygig, you have to do tshuva on a shaygig. So it is an avera. So you end up with two types of averas over here. We have the people who are pashut, afraid of averas, that he doesn't know about. Right, he doesn't know about it. And the Or HaChaim says, now there are other Mefarshim, and this is based on Zayar and other things like that, there's other Mefarshim who say, Avada, we're talking about a person who knew he did an Avera, and he did Charata, and he did Tshuva. But he's afraid that perhaps he didn't get a full Kapara, either because he didn't do a full Tshuva, or Metaimim Acherim. Not every Avera with Tshuva is enough. Some Averas need Yisurim, some Averas need Misa, some Averas need Malkus. Whatever it is, different Averas need different things. So he's afraid that he did Tshuva, but he didn't get a Kapara or Gemura. So therefore, when we talk about the person here who's afraid of the averus, that he has to be noki mechait v'imchatu yashuvu, so the guy says you could do tshuva, there's still ish hayari v'rach aleva. You still could have a person who's afraid. Now, you might think, I don't know, I'm just thinking out loud here, l'chayra, you would think it comes out a little pumfakarit of what should be. We really want the biggest tzaddikim to be at war. L'chayra, the biggest tzaddikim are the ones who are going to be afraid that their tshuva wasn't a tshuva gemura, and that they might have done averus they don't know about. And they're the ones who are going to go home, something is upset. Madna about this, but as I state now, so that's possibly how we could understand it over here. But the basic idea is that the guy is saying that the second thing you have to be noki menachet she'olu min harachsa. And Rev wants to say an interesting diuk. It says she'olu min harachsa. They got out of the water. He says that means a person who did tshuva shlema. In the water, you still take the kapara. Even though you're in the water, you also washed off. You only mamish fully clean when you emerge from the water. So he's saying that's the remez that we're trying to say over here. The person who has to do the tshuva shlema. It could be that our big tzaddikim who knew that they did mamish tshuva shlema. And those are those people. And memela, they are noki minachet. Vagimol, so what's the third thing? Shekula masimos, sheyia b'loy mum. They can't have any mumen. Of Yad B'Yad, the Gemara Darshins, that a person who goes out to war is not allowed to have any mumim. Where was I looking over here? Shekula Masimais. He brought down the Gemara. Where's this Gemara? It says Yad B'Yad, the Gemara Darshins. Oh, here it is. The Sifri Darshins. Minayin shel yetzel Muhammad should be yadayim, raglayim, einayim, shinayim. You have to have full all your evarim. And we learn the pasuk. Lo yisachis eincha nefesh b'nefesh kiseitze la Muhammad. So it says nefesh b'nefesh, and right next to it says kiseitze la Muhammad. And earlier there it talks about ayin b'ayin, shein b'shein, yad yad, b'ragel b'ragel. So the person has to go. Now it's an interesting thing. Is that you find the same thing by the Avoida. Avoida person can't be a Baal Mum. I remember someone once called me up, a teacher called me up, and she's trying to explain to her class the inyan of a Mum and a Kayin. It sounds like very, discriminatory. You know what I mean? It's not their fault. Someone's born with a Mum, and what are you supposed to do? It's not their fault. And it's a very hard thing to explain. There's some type of shleimus of being even in, again, no one's saying it's their fault. This is really the bottom line. No one's saying it's anyone's fault. Just because it's not their fault doesn't mean that you get, you know, life is not fair. And my kids know, life is not fair. It's not fair. There's no other thing. I want to be a Kayan. It's not my fault I was born in Yisrael. It's not my fault. You're right, it's not my fault. I still can't be a Kayan. And I can't be, whatever it is. And I can't have children because I'm not a woman, right? It's not my fault, but it's a fact. There's different jobs for every person in Klal Yisrael. And being Shalom Begufai is not the person's fault, but it doesn't mean it's discriminatory by them not getting a certain job. There's qualifications. It's not their fault. You're right, it's not their fault. No one's saying it's their fault. All it means is this is not their job. That's really what it means. It's not their job. And if it's not their job, what do they want something that's not their job for? And that's, but you see over here the same idea, going out l'mulchama, a mum pasos. Now, I don't know if it's all the mumen of kehanim. Here it sounds like you have to be not chaser aver, you have to have all the avarim, but still the concept exists. The biggest tzaddik in the world, the guy Nebuch was born without a hand. So now he can't go out l'mulchama to save Klal Yisrael. It's not fair. It's not fair, but that's not his job. And that's not him. There's nobody else that could be memala malkum. Okay, that's the Rabbi Nishom's problem and his cheshbon, but he can't do it. So that is Vadalid, what's the fourth thing? That loy shakula ain bohem, loy nafal echemem, they haven't lost anything. She yuchaylam lishmar atzman bishah she yaitzim lamuchama, afilu meaveira kala shebekalis. Kimoshakosa venishmarta mikoldavara. The pasuk says, kiseitza lamuchama levecha venishmarta mikoldavara. So machlaik is there, Rashi. And the Ramban, what is v'nishmarta mikol davara? Rashi learns it means any types of averus, even small averus. Shasatan mikatreg b'shas hasakana. You have to be extra careful during war mikol davara, because even small things. But b'shas hasakana, the satan blows everything out of proportion.
How's Ben Sora Mara even shayach if these people are?
You mean if astayer? It says if I, how's it shayach?
No, yeah. I'm saying if
they have to be. So 1 second. So we'll see. So the Ramban learns, we're talking about big averus, says the Ramban. The Ramban says major averus, stealing, plundering, all these types of things. We're talking about tzaddikim. He says if you understand what goes on in troops and armies of the Goyim, he writes, during war, people lose all their humanity because you become a killing machine, and the melee you lose humanity, and that's why you find whenever there's war, there's all other crazy rishus that comes about. And normal, you say, you blame it on that's, you know, a prosta guy or something like that. But the Ramban says, no, it's really because the war brings out the worst. So Mamela, he says that the Torah gives a special tzivui, v'nishmarta mikol davara, even though we're talking about tzaddikim here, but the Torah doesn't only talk to tzaddikim, we're talking about Klal Yisrael as a whole. You got to be careful. There's extra shmira that's necessary, b'shas melchama. Here you see the guy is learning like Rashi. He says, afilu me'aveira kala shebekalois. Even, and he nisachem afilu b'dibur kal. Sounds like even diburim, speech, lashon hara, small things of diburim also, that's all in Rishmartim he called Avara. So that's what he says. Now he says the Nimshal again. Love that. It's because it's kal to be Ivaran. It's not chamurus bein b'nei adam. But you're right. V'zesh amar keider aktuvos. Now he goes and he repeats it. Klaim shim yuchasim ma'oid. Kaitzvi meroish v'atzoif. Kulam gidoilim mitayr v'mitzvus. Sha'olum min arachza. Sha'olum min avineseyem v'rachatzu mayhem. They've done tshuva. Right? Before we said that they're just white. Here, even if they have averus, they've washed it off. And then, shekulam asim eshaim be'amum, v'shakulam eimem shechayim nishmas v'azmcham, shechayim shushum echam eim, pisa midover kal. So that is the v'nishmarta mikol davara. And in the second shot on the words for Shakula Inbaham, he says, "K'may shekasev akasev loy nifkad mimenu ish." And that's the pasuk over there by Mechemes Midjan that Moshe Rabbeinu was choshed them that they're Ivan Averis. And the Lazar HaKayin came along and said, "Loy nifkad mimenu ish." Rashi says, "La Avera." Not that we didn't lose anybody, nobody died, but nobody was Ivan Avera. And the Mepharshim say, even Yefas Tayar, they weren't Ivaran. They did. Yefas Tayar is a heter. Loy nifkad mimenu ish. So you have to remember, the Tayar is talking to everybody, not just to tzaddikim. And even if we're going to make sure only tzaddikim go to war, and the Chayyim say, so how should they ever have the Aleph Beis is that even Tzaddikim have Nisyonis. Even Tzaddikim have Nisyonis. You go throughout Shas, you find the Maroim who had Nisyonis with Znus, with Zainus, with whatever it is. How's the Shaykh such a thing? It's not such a thing. Einam Petropos Larayas applies to every person in Klal Yisrael. Not just regular people, even big Tzaddikim. Einam Petropos Larayas. And Kodah Galdim Chavera is Yitzra Galdim Chavera. So it is Shaykh. To us, it's like, we don't understand such a thing because we think of the biggest tzaddik we can think in our mind. He's going to have an isayin with your fast tire, see a beautiful woman, and he's going to, a guy, he's going, Teretz is, It's gemalt such a thing. Such a thing is shaykh. But filu if it isn't shaykh, such a thing mitzadikim. But again, the Torah talks to everybody in Klal Yisrael. And therefore, if the possibility of it will exist by anybody, the Torah has to address it. So we have to address v'nishmar to be called avara, yifas Torah, there has to be a parshav. All these things need to be addressed. But to get the true hatzlacha in Klal Yisrael and Mulchama, this is what we need over here. We need the yichus, we need naki min achet, we need not Balei Mumin, and we need the people who are able to be Nishmar, Mikol Davara. Okay. As Hashem, we'll not have next week, we're not going to have a shir.